There's not one of you out there that is truly pathetic. I know this sounds weird, and I know a lot of you are like, what? So even some of you who know that, there's a couple areas of your life where you're still making yourself pathetic. There's not one of you out there that is truly pathetic. Not one. How do I know this? I know stuff. And I've been working with, I don't know, a million people at this point around the world. It's like, I know stuff. Okay. I've been working with a lot of people. And so if you get that idea that you're pathetic is always a lie somehow. You can ask, what is the lie spoken or unspoken that I'm functioning from? And we have a ton of other access tools to start changing this, because it's not one we're usually willing to see directly. But if you can get this idea that when you were probably a little kid, you exhibited, or maybe some other lifetime, who knows, you exhibited so much power in some way that you scared people, and you don't want them to feel bad. You don't want them to be scared. So you go, no, I'm not that. So you have to stay in a constant state of judgment of you to prove that you're not this. And it's where so much of our self-talk of judgment comes from, and our wrongness, and our need to pretend that we're less, and our need to have less money than we know we desire, our need to have less fun than we know we desire. All of these things stem primarily from proving we're not as potent as we actually are. So everything you've all done to prove you're not as potent as you actually are, and everything you've done to only allow the information into your world that supports that story, so you don't have to change your story, because that story is a great story because it allows you to have a predictable future rather than a chaotic, continuously changing future, which you'd have to have if you gave up the story. So this story is basically your anchor. It's where you put a pin in the frigging ground, and now your little string just runs around that pin continuously. Everything that is, and everything you've seen, is the value of that, which is actually the destruction of you and your happiness. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, call nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And by the way, one other thing, it is okay to be happy. In fact, the earth would love it if you were actually happy more. The earth is suffering not because, yes, it's got pollution and it's got a lot of unconsciousness and anti-consciousness, but one of the greatest energies that would change it the fastest is actually us getting happy, and us actually recognizing that as a valuable product, because happy and light go together. So if we're actually choosing according to what makes us happy, we think that's going to be bad for other people, or we're going to choose just for us. No, when you choose from what makes you happy, you choose from what's true for you. What's true for you is that you're actually an infinite being that is connected with all other beings, which is why you love horses and dogs and nature and unicorns and like blades of grass and beautiful things and people that don't judge. That's what's actually true for you. So this getting happy is actually choosing according to what's true for you, which is actually the lightness of you, which is a natural state of happiness. And when you choose according to that, you start bringing people into your life that support that. You start bringing money into your life to support that. Because let's face it, is it easier to be happy if you're not stressed about money all the time? Yeah. You start bringing relationships into your life that support that. And so this is a choice that we could actually now choose to make, recognizing that it is actually the gift of us to us and the gift of us to the world to actually choose to be happy, which is the lightness that we are, and to come out of all that we've done to prove that we're pathetic and not potent and not capable and not able. You are fully capable. You are fully able. You are way more potent than you've ever given yourself credit for. And so I say again, what if everything you thought was a wrongness of you is actually a strongness of you? But if you're going to be happy, you're going to have to actually choose it, which is why we have that thing, happiness is just a choice. And putting the word just in there really messes with people, because in actuality, it's not just a choice, but it is just a choice. It's a choice you have to make. So if you desire it, say right now, I am choosing happiness, even if I don't know how to get there. Dear universe, dear consciousness, dear access, please help. But if you're going to do that, you're also going to have to get over every victim story that you've been telling. Every victim story that, oh, I don't have enough money because I'm a victim. You know what? So was I. I don't have enough happiness because I'm a victim. So was I. I can't do this stuff. I can't be successful in life because I'm a victim. So was I. I didn't realize it, but I was perpetrating such a dynamic victim story on myself. And what you have to realize about victim is victim, victimizer, and control go together. The person who's playing the victim is actually victimizing others to control them and to control themselves and to control the world around them. So here's a process for you that may also help. What energy, space, consciousness, choice can I be to be out of control? Actually, let's do what energy, space, consciousness, choice, magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities can I be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricities for all eternity with total ease. Everything that doesn't allow that, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. One more time. What energy, space, consciousness, choice, magic, miracles, mysteries, and possibilities can you and your body be to be out of control, out of definition, out of limitation, out of form, structure, significance, out of linearity, and out of concentricities for all eternity with total ease? Everything that doesn't allow it, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.